Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Everybody, this is Alan Ellis, second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show, and we're here to talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, as always. I challenged listeners early to ask me a question that I couldn't answer, so thank God for Google. We've got an answer to Fran's question about alligators being able to regrow their tails, and the answer is no, they cannot. Some lizards can, some amphibians can, but alligators, being crocodilians, cannot. At any age. So, sorry, Fran, they cannot. And, you know, if your alligator at home there is missing a tail, he's just out of luck. I'm sorry. So, yes, some lizards can. Some, as I said, use it as a defense mechanism. If a bird grabs them by the tail will break off and they can regenerate. Some animals can't. Alligators cannot. All right. 410-WCBM 680 is our phone number. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We have a little leftover business from the last hour. Got to tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors. We just moved them to this hour. That's all. We're not gonna skip them. Chesapeake Outdoors, if you are a hunter, a bow hunter, urges you to consider getting ready for bow season. Yes, already, especially if you buy a new bow. And the reason I'm saying that is because they have all the new Matthews bows, the new no-cam bow, which is fantastic, according to the folks that have shot them. And they have the new Hoyt bows as well. That's the newest brand that they carry is Hoyt. So they're setting up bows for those bow hunters that are looking to purchase a new Hoyt bow. Of course, they carry Excalibur, Carbon Express, and Barnett crossbows, and Parker, and Mission, and all the others, so you can check those out as well. Firearms, too. The Avian X decoys are also available at Chesapeake Outdoors for spring gobbler season, and every type of Avian X that they have, they've got them. The different styles of hens and jakes and that type of thing, you can check that out. Spring gobbler time, and of course, their most important thing right now is the striped bass season, bucktails, mojos, which are the big giant trolling heads, 20, 24, 28 ounces, the umbrella rigs, the hand-tied stuff, the custom colors, you name it, they've got it. Rods, reels, tackle, bait, everything for fishing and crabbing at Chesapeake Outdoors. And, of course, the Bubba Blade knives, if you want to fillet that fish that you catch. Where are they located? Well, Route 50 East, Exit 39B, which is Dominion Road on Kent Island. Kent Island is technically Chester, but it's Kent Island. That's where you go on 50. 410-604-2500. 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. They're friendly and courteous staff will assist you every step of the way if you need it. All right, that's taken care of. Okay, call me, challenge me. Ask me a question I can't answer. Go for it. We've been talking all week with people about the Maryland Hunting Coalition, of course, and our fundraiser's coming up. We have put our perspective on our role in the General Assembly on our website under the news button, and it's you just click on the news button. That'll take you right there, and you can read our perspective on four or five different things that happened in the General Assembly, the commercial sale of venison and statewide Sunday hunting, What else is there? The repeal of the Southern Maryland slaughter season, which we were very instrumental in working out, and, of course, strict liability. And if you'd like to read our news release on strict liability, there's a button there you just click, and it takes you right to the news release on strict liability. It's pretty cool. Our fundraiser benefit dinner's coming up with everything that goes with that in Westminster, May 30th, Saturday, May 30th. All the details are there. You can download a brochure. You can send it out to your friends. We have tremendous prizes, tremendous auction items, tremendous things that we're going to be making sure is available to those of you who come to the event. We've got rifles, we've got shotguns, we've got some beautiful shotguns, we've got a nice Benelli Montefeltro the other day, courtesy of Benelli. It's a synthetic model, black synthetic. It's really a sharp looking firearm. We picked up a beautiful, beautiful Tika 7mm mag. That's on the Facebook page right now, and you can go to Facebook and see that and learn all about that, who sponsored that. We've got a two-man snakehead bow hunt on the Potomac. That's pretty cool. It's a John boat that's 20 feet long and 8 feet wide. It can hold 12 people, but we're going to take two. And the host is going to take two and treat them to food and beverages and snacks and provide all the archery equipment. You can win that and go shoot some snakeheads. We've got a float trip out in Western Maryland for trout. A float trip. How about that? That's pretty cool. Yep. And there's a pheasant hunt. There's like five things you can do in Western Maryland if you want to do a combo trip. I know we've got whitewater rafting. I know we've got a pheasant shoot. I know we've got the float trip for trout. So if you want to take a long weekend and you know, take home all these different things that are offered from our event, you can do that and make a whole weekend or a couple weekends out in Western Maryland very, very enjoyable with things to do. So we invite you to come to our dinner benefit if you want to look at the the website, where we've got a 3-for-1 deal offer on there. There's a time limit, May 15th, I think, if you sign up. So we'll bring you more about the sponsors and that type of thing as we go forward. We've got a number of gold and silver sponsors that we want to talk about eventually. But we don't want to tout one over the other right now. So we'll announce all of them at the same time. How's that? So, very nice, very nice. We do have things we have to buy, for example, that are relatively inexpensive. We've got offers from different companies for rifle scopes and youth crossbows and things like that. And we're looking for folks if they want to underwrite something like that and get credit for their business. For example, you know, if you want to underwrite a youth crossbow, you can do that. It's going to cost you about $250 or so. And, we just put your name on it, you know, courtesy of, you know, Joe's Radiator Shop or whatever. So just get in touch with me on email. You can either do info@mdhuntingcoalition.org or you can email me right here at the Ellis Outdoors web email address, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. And we would appreciate your support. And we'll talk about you here on the radio, and we'll talk about you in print in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly Magazine. So we're working on that, too. Maryland Loves Crabs magazine's coming out here this summer again, fourth the annual edition. So get your crab-eating pictures and your crab-catching pictures into us, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. If you'd like to see everything that we do, I mean, one-stop shop is the Ellis Outdoors website. And that's ellisoutdoors.com, of course. You can go on that website and you can see the Outdoors and Radio Show, listen to the podcast. You can see the you can click on the Maryland Loves Crabs button and go right to the magazine website. You can click on the Maryland Hunting Quarterly button and go right to the website. Or you can click on the Maryland Hunting Coalition. One-stop shop for everything we do here. ellisoutdoors.com. Email address ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Shameless self-promotion brought to you by Ellis Outdoors. Hey, look, you call me, you don't get that, right? But I got to have something to talk about. Well, we are going to talk about the sponsors. We are going to talk about them. We're going to talk about Clyde Sports Shop next, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. If you want a fine firearm, you go see the folks at Clyde's. They've got the full line of Browning firearms for not only for hunting. They've got the BPS pump shotgun. They've got the A5, which has a – somebody wrote me and said, I get the five-year guarantee, but how about the 100,000 rounds? Who's going to shoot 100,000 rounds in under 5 years? Good question. If you think about it, 100,000 rounds. But that's the guarantee. So, you know, Clyde Sports Shop has the A5 and, of course, all the other fine Browning firearms for home protection, personal protection, hunting, the X-Bolt high-powered rifle and all that. 23 and all the gunsmithing services to go along with it. You know, scope mounting, bore sighting, cleaning, repairs, parts, they'll take care of all of it. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. You can call them at 410-242-6108. That's 242-6108. Clyde's Sports is the website. You will be glad you did. Fishing Hotline, 247-FISH. Hey, if you like decoy collecting and great framed wildlife art and everything that goes along with that, waterfowl hunting or a scenic walk along the bay, it's the 34th Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Harvard of Grace Decoy Museum. This year's event is Friday evening, May 1st, and Saturday, May 2nd, and Sunday, May 3rd. Admission is just $10 for the whole weekend. Carving competitions, a silent auction, an outdoor hunting show featuring community and even nonprofit organizations. There'll be 100 artists there featuring decoys and wildlife art and photography. They'll be on hand with all the hunting and fishing suppliers and guide services, too. It's a family-friendly event. There's lots of great food, lots to see and do. You got a free shuttle bus ride, runs between the museum, the middle school, and the activity center where everything is taking place. You can learn about the great hunting traditions of the Chesapeake Bay at the Decoy Museum, at the Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival, May 1, 2, and 3. For more information, visit decoymuseum.com or call them. Talk to my buddy Margaret up there, 410-939-3739, 939-3739. See you at the Decoy Festival. This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Hey, you know what? The Maryland Fishing Challenge is a free year-round tournament hosted by the Maryland DNR Fisheries Service for every recreational angler in Maryland. That would be you and me. Eligible fish include all game fish from the Atlantic Ocean to the clean, clear water out there in western Maryland, including more than 65 species in five categories, freshwater, Chesapeake Bay, and tidal, Atlantic Coast, catch and release, and even invasive species. The youth division is connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club, and new this year, as was just announced in the last hour by the fisheries director, there's a governor's conservation award for catching and releasing a 40-inch rockfish if you're headed out there during this season. If you catch a fish of a notable specified size, you'll receive your official angler award certificate, and you'll get an invitation to go to the grand finale event in September, where you could win a tracker boat, motor and trailer, and or an exotic fishing vacation from the World Fishing Network, Costa gear, which is the Sunglass People, tackle packages from Bass Pro Shops and Bill's Outdoor Center, and much, much more. Trout season's here. Perch run is on. Rockfish season just around the corner. Well, no, actually, rockfish season is here. That's right. From the headboats on the Atlantic to the headwaters of the clear mountain streams, it's time. It's fishing time. Go fishing now. The official rules are online, dnr2.maryland.gov/fisheries.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Start your day with Sean and Frank, Maryland's wake-up call. Weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Crab cakes and rockfish too. We thanked the Lord and said the blessing, but what we forgot to do was to thank the man who by hand helped put food upon our plate. The man that dipped the crabs, spooked the fish, and cut the bait. The man that works our rivers, he's our neighbor, he's our friend. His backbone and his folks, the way he makes his living. I'm talking about the man, talking about the water man. I'm talking about the man trying to line the crabs, tonguing oysters and working the beef. I'm talking about the man who makes his living on the water every day. I'm talking about the man.
Our buddy Bird Dog Wheeler and the Road Kings, right there in Maryland's Eastern Shore. Good folk. All right. Let's see. Well, I don't know. I guess it's because it's the first day of turkey season and the first day of rockfish season. I know there's folks sitting at home that want to talk, and we'd love to have you talk. Okay. So you only gave one pair of tickets away. If you are a veteran, Vietnam era, World War II, Korea, Gulf War, that's fine. Why don't you give us a call, and we will we'll send you this week, next day or two, we'll send you two tickets to go to the NPLB event honoring our wounded veterans here. We'd like to especially reach out to the Vietnam-era guys because you guys got no respect when you came home. You flew over there by yourself. You flew home by yourself. You got dropped back in your hometown. And the mood in the country was, of course, anti-war at that time. You were treated horribly, and we'd like to give you guys a little bit of respect that you deserve, no question about that. And we'd like to send you to the NPLB, Operation Second Chance Bull Roast Banquet, as our guest and the guest of NPLB. Coming up Sunday, April 26th at the Timonium Fairgrounds, 2200 York Road in the 4-H Hall. Regular price on the tickets, $35.55 per couple. Kids under 10 are free. It's a bull roast, a live auction, a cash bar, and after the event is a Fleetwood Mac tribute band. If you'd like to go and order tickets, you can do that. Give Mark Hoke, my friend, Mark Hoke, a call. His number, 301-674-4234. That's 301. Write this down, 301-674-4234. Or for Mark Hoke for tickets, or you can call Susan Peacock. Her number is 301-775-7738. 301-775-7738. And you can go to the Bull Roast Banquet at Timonium Fairgrounds to honor our wounded veterans and support them as well. It's the No Person Left Behind, NPLB. I'm wearing my NPLB T-shirt today. And Operation Second Chance is putting this banquet on, so you need to be there. And let's talk to John in Queenstown. Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
What's up?
Well, you were mentioning about the need for insect repellent for ticks and
yes,
all the other critters. Well, I learned a lesson a few decades ago, and it's held quite true, and that is with both DEET, pyrethrum, and most of the other insect repellents, you absolutely do not want to have any of that in contact with your lures, bait, inside your tackle box. Don't put your little bottle of stuff in your tackle box or have it on your hands and then go ahead and put on a swivel and put on your tackle at the end of your line, because it will stink to the fish. They will smell it in the most trace amount, and you will catch nothing.
Correct.
And a tiny amount of that in a tackle box will render the whole thing in need of replacement, and those all become display items because no fish will get near them enough to put them in their mouth.
Correct.
And in large enough amounts, it's fatal to fish.
Short term.
But yes, you're absolutely right. Yeah. That's true. That's true with a lot of things, Sean. I mean, you know, came out. I think Berkeley was one of the originators of this, coming out with these scents and things. You Bang was another one. There's a couple that we use when we go on our annual smallmouth bass fishing trip, that you dip your lure in and put garlic scent or some type of oil-based scent on the lures, and it makes the bait more attractive to fish. The best one, however, is saliva. You know the old adage about spitting on your bait?
Uh-huh.
Well, saliva actually breaks down any scent that's on that bait. That's why they spit on the bait and makes the bait smell natural to the fish.
There you go.
Did you know that?
It's going to break down your insect repellent, though.
It's not. And neither's any of that cover-up scent. Not going to do it, because that's also petroleum-based for the most case.
Yeah, absolutely have to keep it off of there, because that will have you a day when you can be sitting there elbow to elbow with everybody else catching fish, and you're getting nothing.
A lot of people put insect repellent on the wrong way. They squirt in their hands, they rub their hands together, and then they go to the back of their neck, the back of their ears, you know, their chin, their face, and all that stuff. And now you got all that stuff on your hands. And if you don't really, really wash your hands well with some grease-cutting soap, your hands are going to leave traces of that everywhere. When I'm hunting, and I learned this in Canada when I was bear hunting up there, and, you know, the bugs were just abhorrent. But what you do is you take a little liquid DEET. Repel's a good one, 100% DEET, and you put that on the backs of your hands. You run the backs of your hands together, and you use the backs of your hands to go behind your ears and your neck and your chin and that type of thing. And then when you wash your hands, it's coming off the backs of your hands and not on the tactile surfaces of your fingers. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it sure does. And actually, you know, these days, if you're out in the field, having a few pairs of disposable surgical gloves
back
with you.
Yep.
Don't leave them out there when you're done.
Right.
But, not only for putting on the insect repellent, but also should you have to handle something that's questionable from a contamination standpoint.
Sure.
You're all set to go.
Yep. I never used to wear rubber gloves when I field dressed a deer. I wear rubber gloves when I field dress a deer. Not only because of the tick aspect, but it does keep your hands a little bit cleaner, you know, and easier to clean up after the event. So, yeah, absolutely. That's a good... as a matter of fact, that's pretty funny that you mentioned that. When I first started hunting sika deer back in the 80s and spending time in those marshes and in the midst of all those egregious mosquitoes, I actually took a pair of dishwashing gloves, the yellow ones, and took a magic marker and colored the ends of the fingers, and then I took a pair of cotton camo gloves and pulled over them, because the mosquitoes would just land on the backs of your hands and just bite the crap out of you. And I used those rubber, I can't remember the name of them, Palmolive, I think, dishwashing gloves before the advent, really, of those surgical gloves became popular for deer hunting. But, yeah, I mean, you can get the purple nitrile or the blue gloves, and you know, of course, I wouldn't wear the blue. The deer can see blue a little bit better than everything else. But you can wear purple gloves. You can wear even the white gloves. But get a pair of camo gloves and cut the fingers off of them and put them over your hands, and you're good to go. And you keep some mosquitoes off the hands anyway.
Yeah, you can get industrial nitrile gloves in black.
There you go. Exactly. Good point. Good point. But I'll tell you, with the advent of the thermocell technology, that's the way to go when it comes to mosquitoes and being in the sika deer blind. Absolutely. And the same way, if you're going spring bear hunting here in May, June, make sure you invest in a couple of thermocells and enough of the propellant and the bug spray the bug pads to take you through a week of bear hunting season, because without it, you're going to suffer when you go to Canada or Maine or whatever for the spring bear hunt.
There you go.
Yeah, man. Yep, absolutely. I hate bugs. I really hate bugs. I hate ticks. I hate chiggers. I hate mosquitoes. You know, and worst of all, over and above all those, I really, really, really can't stand spiders. I'm frightened of spiders. I don't understand spiders. I know that some of them can't bite you. Trust me, I'm not picking one up.
There you go. Well,
or walking through the web when I'm on my way in the woods in the dark.
Yeah, I don't like those, and I don't like those spiders that are so big it knocks your head off.
Yeah, that's the one. That's what I'm talking. All right, John, appreciate the call, buddy. Thanks.
Take care.
Good
Bye.
Point. Don't put your bug spray in your tackle box. Excellent, excellent, excellent. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We have devolved into bugs, but that's okay. It's all about the outdoors, right? Right, exactly. I feel like I've been talking all morning. There's a reason. I've been talking all morning. Good grief. All right. Ay, ay, ay. There we go. Thank goodness we've got a caller coming in. I used to line up a whole big batch of stories and stuff and do all that, and that was all fine and fun. There's a lot of outdoor stories out there, I'm sure. But I like to talk to the callers. That's why I encourage you to call. I love talking to folks about the outdoors and, sharing with them their knowledge. And that was a great call about the insect repellent. You know, the permethrin is just, it's bad for fish. And like you said, you put it in your tackle box, you put it on your hands. Well, you shouldn't put your bug spray on your hands anyway. You should avoid that at all costs. Put it in the back of your hands. Let's talk to Frank in Westminster. Hey, Frank, how you doing?
I am doing well. Here, I'm about to go out on a farm pond right now and try to catch some bass this morning.
Well, good. What are you going to use?
I like using the swim bait, the soft neoprene. I don't even know who makes them, but anyway, I use a lot of those swim baits.
Okay, I got you.
Actually, this time in the spring, I use a small silver spoon that catches everything.
Well, that'll do it. Yep, absolutely.
The water warms up, it's no good.
Yeah, how about that?
One of those crazy things. But crappies.
Yes, sir.
There's a pond I go to that has these crappies that are like the size of a dinner plate.
Yep.
They're huge, and I cannot catch them. The last summer or last spring, they were sitting there nibbling off of the, they put the bales of straw in the pond to control the...
The algae.
The algae.
You sure they're crappies?
They're sitting there picking something off of those bales of straw, but they would not take anything that I threw past them.
Are you sure they're crappies?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You're absolutely positive they're crappies.
Big black crappies, yeah.
Okay.
Well, what else would it be if it wasn't a crappie then?
Oh, it could be anything. It could be a tilapia.
No, they were crappies.
Okay, all right.
They're
sure they're crappies.
But anyway, I can't catch them.
Have you tried live minnows?
No, that's my next attempt.
I would take a live minnow and tag a small jig or a shad dart with a small minnow. Not a bull minnow, but a trout minnow. Okay,
yep.
I would use probably an eighth of an ounce shad dart or a small jig like that, and put it on a bobber and float it over him.
And just let it. How long?
You float it over me, and you just slowly retrieve it. Slowly retrieve it. Retrieve. Stop. Retrieve. Stop. Retrieve. Stop. And see what happens. Make them curious. Make them bite it.
Yeah. And so the minnow on the shad dart.
Oh yeah, yeah. Hook the minnow through the lips, both lips.
Yeah.
Top to bottom or bottom to top. Throw it out there, and let that minnow wiggle around on that shad dart underneath the bobber. And if if that bobber doesn't work, take the bobber off, throw it out, cast and retrieve it through those schools of crappies.
Yeah, and this pond's loaded with bass. I caught a 4 3/4 pound bass.
That's a nice fish.
Last year, and then this year,
I've
got about 6 or 8 1-pounders. Nothing
nice.
Big yet.
But. Nice. Well, good, right. Frank. Have a good time out there. Let me know how you make out with the minnows, okay?
All righty, and yeah, I'll send you a picture if I catch that crappie.
That'd be great. Love to see it. All right, buddy. Thanks. There he goes. NBS Seafood, 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie, stocked with live wild-caught Louisiana crawfish. They've got the andouille sausage to go right along with them, the gator sausage and gator tail meat along with live Louisiana crabs. You can have yourself a Cajun seafood feast because they've even got the seasoning to go with it. A few Maryland crabs are coming in, starting to be available now. NBS carries fresh, wild-caught catfish. They come in fillets, 5-pound bags, $45. Jumbo Gulf shrimp, scallops, a variety of other seafood items. And again, the spice. Stop by and see NBS Seafood or give them a call, 410-271-3202. 271-3202. The new hours of operation will be Thursday, Friday, and Mondays from 2 to 7, Saturday from 10 to 7, Sunday from noon to 5. NBS will accept Visa, MasterCard, EBT, and cash. Any questions, please call 410-271-3202 for NBS. It stands for No Bull Stuff on 1223 Dorsey Road, right next to Jim Donny RV. 410-271-3202, NBS. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. Fishing season is here. Hunting season is here. They've got everything you need for fishing and hunting. We did a fishing commercial the first hour. We did a gun commercial here a little while ago. Now we're going to talk about both. If you need it for fishing and hunting, if you need any repairs to your rods and reels or your firearms, Clyde Sports Shop offers all those services. Of course, they have trolling rods and reels. They have all makes, models, and brands of rods and reels for fishing. They carry Browning, and they carry Thompson Center, and they carry Remington, and they carry all major brands of firearms, both rifles and shotguns for long guns, as well as muzzleloaders and handguns for personal and home protection. They are your all-round store for the outdoors. They've been around since 1957. They should have everything, shouldn't they? 410-242-6108 is that phone number. Clyde's is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. Why not give them a call again? 242-6108 for fishing, the fishing 24-hour fishing hotline, 247-FISH. 410-247-FISH for Clyde Sports Shop. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. New location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Sean Casey.
Frank Luber.
Hi, this is Tom Mark.
Rush Limbaugh.
The Sean Hannity Show.
The Mark Levin Show.
The Savage Nation is on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
On the road again.
My theme song.
Just can't wait to get on the road again.
172,000 miles on my four-year-old truck.
I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
That's me. Frederick County, Kent County, yesterday and back.
Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again.
All right, bring it.
On the road again.
Goodbye, Willie. There he goes. We've got some callers waiting here. Let's see. We've got Sharon in Kent Island and Mark in Dundalk. Mark's been waiting the longest, and then we'll get to Sharon. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning. This is going to sound funny, though. I'm not a fisherman or a hunter. I'm calling about the museum down at Havity Grace.
Yes, sir.
I was there when they opened it up.
Yep. Beautiful place.
Yeah. And it was me and my wife at the time. Well, she's passed away since then. He didn't charge me anything to get in there because of the seniors at times.
Yeah, I got you.
One more thing. What was them tickets about?
Oh, that's for, are you a veteran, sir?
Yeah, I'm Korean veteran.
Korean veteran. Well, there's an event coming up next Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds to honor the wounded vets. It's put on by NPLB, No Person Left Behind, and Operation Second Chance. Would you like to go?
What's the tickets cost? I don't even know if I could get my friend to go or not.
Well, I'm going to give you two tickets.
You are?
Yes, sir. Do you want to go?
I'll try. I'll see if she goes.
Look, sir, I've got a limited number of tickets. The question is, are you going to go? All right. I mean, I'm offering to you. If you would like to go, I'd be more than glad to give you two tickets.
That's all right. I don't know if I go or not.
Okay, Mark. I appreciate that.
Thank you. I'll give it to somebody. Use it.
All right. Well, we appreciate that.
And I'm not a hunter or a gun.
No, I got you. Well, I appreciate you listening, man. It's always nice to have you in the audience.
Yeah. Okay. You have a good evening.
Mark, thanks for your service.
Okay.
See you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye bye.
Sharon on Kent Island. How are you, dear?
Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Sharon. How are you?
I like to wish you a Merry Fishmas. Get it?
Yeah, I got you.
Christmas.
Very nice. Okay, we're good.
That's the most wonderful time of the year for me, Alan. Sounds of sanders, the smell of bottom paint, travel lifts, engines firing off. I just love it.
Good. It sounds like it.
Winter, we need it.
Yeah, down there at Dominion Marina, that's where you call home, right?
That's right. Well, I'm there about 6 days a week. So.
Yeah, you guys had a Stars and Stripers event, right?
Oh, every year we had our fifth annual one last year.
I remember that we had the guest on here, and that's another wounded veterans group called. Give me a minute.
Project Healing Waters.
Project Healing Waters, yes. And I know you probably know Sergeant Robert Bartlett, who was our guest. And I don't know if you know Mark Hoke or not, but Mark's a great guy. So.
No, I listened to that program, and I was just so thrilled. It just brings tears to my eyes.
Oh, my gosh. When Robert told his story about getting blown out of his personnel vehicle, oh, my gosh, unbelievable. So.
Well, a lot of them don't tell stories, and you just worry and wonder. And half the time I think, maybe I shouldn't listen to them anyway.
Well, you know, it brings out the horrors of war, you know, and it's, as someone once said, war is hell, and there's no question about it. And these brave young men volunteer and go to war to defend our freedoms here in the United States. And do we appreciate it? Sometimes not. and that's a sad thing. So,
well, I tell you, when they come back, the ones that are coming back now, a boat came in, I think it was the first or second year, and here comes the boat to a center console, and a guy throws his jacket and his fish box up on the dock, and then his arm. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, my word, that just again, brought tears to my eyes. Mm-hmm. But it's the least that we can do. The marina is owned by a Vietnam veteran, and we have a lot of Vietnam vets come in.
Sure.
And I just look forward to the chance of thanking them again and again for their service.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I just wanted to say Merry Fishmas and just wish you a Merry Fishmas.
Well, Merry Fishmas is today, isn't it? Boy, that's for
right.
sure.
Today's Merry
yeah.
Fishmas.
How's the traffic out there?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't gone in yet.
Did you get that lot cleaned out yet?
It's getting there. It's yeah. getting there. We're just going to get that fourth fence up, and then I'll be calling you, and I'll become one of your advertisers.
Oh, that's perfect. All right, Sharon. Well, take care down there today. Be careful.
You too, Alan. Thanks so much, and have a good day.
You do the same. Thanks, Sharon. See you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Here goes Sharon. What a nice lady. What a nice lady. I'll tell you what. All right. The answer to the question, Lone Star Tick. Like the Lone Star of Texas, Lone Star, L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R. And one of the best sources for information on the World Wide Web is tickinfo.com, tickinfo.com. You can check them out online. They'll give you information on every type of tick and all the diseases. They copy and paste the CDC website stuff and put it out there for you. But, you know, ticks are evil little ticks. And I don't like them, but you know what? We got to put up with them. We do. Worst infestation I ever had was a combination of ticks and chiggers. I took Jacob down to Dorchester County, and we went on a dove hunt. I made the mistake of going in the woods after a dove, walking through some high grass. And I think if you were a listener back then, you would have known that I was suffering for about 6 weeks with over 300 chigger bites on both arms and both legs. And I picked off six or seven ticks that same next couple of days. It was an awful time. Awful time. So you just got to be careful out there. Spray down with, there's Sawyer's, there's DEET, but anything, Permanone, anything with permethrin in it. Make sure it says that on the can. P-E-R-M-E-T-H-R-I-N, I believe. I'm not looking at it, so I'm spelling it from memory. Permethrin, that's what you want to look at. That's the tick repellent. You put it on your clothes and not on anything else, and don't touch it. Keep it off your fingers. Keep it off your gear, and you'll be a happy person when it comes to ticks in the woods. I'm sure we're going to hear stories of a guy's going turkey hunting today, sitting in the woods, you know, and they get home, and they're picking 2, 3, 4 ticks off of them. It happens every year in turkey season. So, all right, very good. Time to tell you about our friends at Chesapeake Outdoors. Where are they located? Well, they're located on Kent Island. That's right. Just cross the Bay Bridge. Go to Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road on Kent Island, and you will find them. You'll see the big green sign right there as you approach the exit on the right-hand side. You'll be looking at the parking lot, looking at the store. Spring gobbler time, they've got the Avian X decoys. I was in there yesterday, and those turkey hunters were stocking up on those decoys because they know that those Avian X are the most realistic turkey decoys you can find, and Chesapeake Outdoors has got them. Now, if you're into fishing, rods, reels, line, trolling lures, mojo, bucktails, umbrella rigs, parachutes in every possible color, custom colors, mojos in 24 ounces if you want, bucktails, parachutes, you name it for rockfish, they've got it. They've got live bait and everything else for every other type of fishing, whether it's perch or bass or whatever, Chesapeake Outdoors has it. And don't forget about the great lineup of bows. I'm not going to name all the brands. I'm just going to tell you that the two top brands are Matthews and the brand new line of Hoyt bows at Chesapeake Outdoors. Their phone number, 410-604-2500. 410-604-2500. Again, Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road. And you can get to Dominion Marina from Sharon that just called on Dominion Road down there on the Eastern Shore. Chesapeake Outdoors. That's right. Chesapeake Outdoors. Well, all of you folks queued up for the Garden Club, coming up with Alan Summers. Alan is here. He's so happy it's warmed up in this, and spring has finally sprung. I heard he wet his plants. Now, if you enjoy gardening, I like to recommend Schillinger's Papa John's Farm in Severn, just off I-97. Papa John's greenhouses are bursting with beautiful plants and flowers, annuals by the pack or flat, perennials by the pot, bedding plants, planters, and hanging baskets, too. Beautiful hanging baskets, I'll tell you. Colorful pansies and impatiens and petunias. They even carry the proven winter specialty plants. Papa John has all the vegetable plants, too, ready to plant in your home garden. Tasty, succulent tomatoes, squash, onions, watermelon, cantaloupe, 10 varieties of hot peppers and herbs also, too, as well. Papa John's Farm is located off I-97, that's exit 12, 8029 New Cut Road in Severn. You can drive right to the greenhouse to make your selection, or give them a call, 410-969-5909. You think about flowers and plants from Papa John's Farm for your garden or for your church. Mother's Day is coming too, May 10th. Give them a call, 410-969-5909. Papa John's is open every single day. Visit Schillinger's Papa John's Farm in Severn. It'll grow on you, that's for sure. All right, I got some callers. We'll see what happens here. I've got some folks that hopefully want to try and challenge good old Alan here. But if you're going fishing today, keep in mind, the Maryland Fishing Challenge is a free year-round tournament hosted by the Maryland DNR Fishery Service. For every single recreational angler in Maryland, that's you and me. Eligible fish are all game fish. The Atlantic to the clear fresh water of Deep Creek Lake. 65 species in 5 categories. Freshwater, Chesapeake Bay / tidal, the Atlantic coast, catch and release, and even invasive species. The youth division is also connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club. Now, if you catch a fish of a notable specified size, you'll receive your official angler award certificate and an invitation to the grand finale event in September. You could win a Tracker Marine boat package, an exotic fishing vacation from the World Fishing Network, Costa gear, tackle packages from Bass Pro Shop and Bill's Outdoor Center, and much, much more. And new this year is the governor's Striped Bass Conservation Award to any angler who catches and releases a striped bass 40 inches or over. You're going to get a signed certificate from the governor. You won't get it right away, but you'll get it probably in September in the mail. And you will have a beautiful certificate suitable for framing on your wall that you caught and released as a conservation-minded fisherman, the Governor's Striped Bass Conservation Award. How about that? Trout season's here. Rockfish season's here. The perch run is on, and you can go fishing. That's what you need to do. From the headboats on the Atlantic to the headwaters of the Clear Mountain streams, it's time. It's fishing time, folks. The official rules online at dnr2.maryland.gov/fisheries. All right. Oops. Let's talk to Jerome in Middle River. Jerome, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah. I listen to you every Saturday.
Well, I appreciate that.
Although I personally don't hunt or fish, I have lots of friends that do.
Gotcha.
And I recommend you to everyone I meet.
Well, thank you.
Fish.
Got it. Good, good. We'll recommend the Maryland Hunting Coalition, too. We're the only ones standing up for hunters in Annapolis.
That's correct. A couple questions. What's going on with the snakes? I was talking with a fisherman yesterday. What's going on with the snakefish? Is there still a big problem?
Well, the snakehead? Oh, the snakehead, yeah, it's a huge problem. But the anglers have risen to the challenge. They're fishing for them. They're bow fishing for them. It's a great sport to go and shoot your bow. It used to be carp, and now it's cow nose rays and snakeheads. And they're still as prolific as ever in the mostly in the Potomac, but they're spreading out across Maryland. So, you know, we're looking forward to. I don't think we're ever going to eliminate them, but I think we're. The more the word gets out that they're good to eat and fun to catch and fun to shoot, and we need to get them out of the ecosystem, I think the better off we're going to be. How do you think?
Yeah, now this guy was mentioning he knew some Chinese restaurants, that were actually purchasing them. And I said, well, gee, that sounds like a pretty good side. I don't know if it's legal or not, but he said they were pretty popular.
I'm not going to comment on that until I check that out. But you know, people will always try to find a way to make a buck, legal or illegal. So
yeah, my other question is: do you think something like Bob-X would keep around the like an exhaust fat would keep squirrels and raccoons? We had the incident with a raccoon. And
Bob-X, what's Bob-X?
Isn't that the bobcat urine?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay. Well, do you have any kind of product that you advertise would work for something like that?
I don't know. I'm not the garden guy. He's next.
I thought you had
call Alan Summers on that guy. All you got to do is wait. All you got to do is wait 10 more minutes and call Alan. He'll tell you everything that you need to know about gardening.
Yeah, you guys. I listen.
I mean, my solutions are usually lethal.
Yeah, and lure. You want to lure them and. You know, anyway, another question I had. We had a hard time finding a live trap. You know, anybody or any service that provides live traps, like from the county.
Are you talking about? For free, or are you talking about purchasing?
Yeah, like they used to have, like, provide, like they had animal problem, they would provide live traps to trap them.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of folks that have gotten out of that business. They don't want to be in the live trap business. I happen to own one, and I trap raccoons and groundhogs in my yard. You know, I've got groundhogs that continually, perennially take up residence under my shed, and I need to get them out of there. So that's what I do. I just buy one and keep it at the house. All right, Jerome, we got to go.
Thank you very much.
See ya. Here he goes. Hey, for great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, it's Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. That's Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. You get there taking Route 100 to the end. You hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. You go only 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. On the right is Fishbones Bait and Tackle. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you will ever find. That's right. Call 410-360-0573. 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. Bud is your man, and he can help you rig up for rockfish like no one else. Check him out, Bud at Fishbone. Who else do we got to talk about yet? Okay, we got to talk about the Harbor de Grace Decoy Festival, and that's coming up May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Decoy Museum and at the middle school and at the activity center. There's free shuttle buses in between May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. 100 artists there, carving competition, silent auction, outdoor hunting show. All that's available in Harbor de Grace. May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. May 1st in the evening. That's Friday 6 to 9, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4 at the Harbor de Grace Decoy Museum. Check it out on the website, decoymuseum.com, or call them 410-939-3739. That's the Harbor de Grace 34th Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival coming up in a couple weeks. Whew. One more time. We're going to tell you about the NPLB, No Person Left Behind, Operation Second Chance, dinner, banquet, bull roast, whatever you want to call it, coming up at the Timonium Fairgrounds. That's next Sunday, April 26th, noon to 6. Followed by a concert, which would be a Fleetwood Mac tribute band, bull roast, live auction, cash bar, $35 a piece, $55 per couple. If we've got any veterans out there that would like to go, we'll be glad to provide two tickets to you, courtesy of the Outdoorsman Radio Show and NPLB. Just send me an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, with your address. We'll send them out to you. We've got two sets of tickets left, so first two folks that email me, Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com, and want to